been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, the July 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Not so pleasant, a little bit of wind blowing in the early hours of the morning here in the market. I got a hunch it's going to calm down, though, a little bit later. A little bit of earnings disruption here going on right now. The Dow is down 27 points. That's a tenth of a percent, so let's not get too excited about that. 27,192. We still are above that 27,000 level that we cracked for the first time last week. The S&P, however, is not above 3,000 anymore. It's now at 2982. We're back down to 18 points below 3,000. The S&P is down just 2 points today, however. The NASDAQ is actually coming back here. What did I say? I said this wind may die down here. And we may get some pretty smooth sailing here later on today, and it's already getting smoother. The NASDAQ's only down 9 points right now. It was down 25. We're at 8,177. The Russell 2000 down 4 points to 1,546 this morning. Crude oil is getting hit. It was above 60. Now it's at $56.40. Oh, you know what it is. Worries about the global economy. And yet the market's been hitting new highs for the last 10 plus years. Gold, which had a big day yesterday, is down $5 per ounce to $14.18. And the bond market, which had a beautiful rally yesterday, rallying again today, 2.07% on the 10-year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson reporting in once again from Miami. We are headed home today. We almost saw a no-hitter last night, and no, this time it wasn't against the Padres. I think the Padres have been no-hit more than any other team in baseball history. I've sat through a few of those. Where, you know, we cheer a walk, or if a guy gets hit by a pitch, you know, we're cheering, yay, we got a guy on first base. Well, anyways, it was our guy last night, Chris Paddack. Watch this guy. Keep your eye on Chris Paddack. He is a rookie pitcher for the Padres. He had a no-hitter for seven innings last night, only needed six more. And the first guy up in the eighth inning, Starlin Castro, cracked a home run to left field. Broke our hearts once again in the Padres' 50-year history. We're the only team in baseball that has never pitched a no-hitter. But we did win the game, however. So, hey, there was always that. Well, it was kind of a sloppy day in the market yesterday. We're starting off a little bit sloppy today, although things are starting to smooth out a little bit. I had a lot of good stocks from my Best Stocks Now list, however, yesterday. Abbott Labs had a very good day after a good earnings report. Shopify had another good day yesterday. CSX was down 10% yesterday, however, and we got another spill today in Netflix, which we'll be going over here in a bit. I was very active on Twitter yesterday. You can follow me at Bill Gunderson on Twitter and StockTwits, where I now have 55,400 people following me on StockTwits. I sent out tweets on about five, six stocks yesterday. Coupa, C-O-U-P, had a very good day yesterday. I went through several hundred charts, and there was just a handful that really stood out to me. GameStop had another very bad day. I actually have a short position in that stock, a very small one. I think that could be a terminal stock like a Blockbuster of old and Hollywood Video. Next Era Energy had a very good day. That's a big utility down here in Florida. Also, I wrote an article about that for Seeking Alpha recently. Shopify, big day yesterday. I sent out a tweet on Shopify, one of the best stocks I've ever owned, way more than a double so far. The other stock that really caught my eye yesterday was Ulta. Ulta Beauty, which is another holding here. Ulta broke out to a new all-time high yesterday at $366 a share. That's $21 billion market cap. That's a lot of hairspray, $21 billion. That's not exactly lipstick on a pig either. That is a very, very good stock over the years. Well, today it's Netflix that's driving the market sentiment. We've had two down sessions in a row, and I think we're going to end up going positive here today. That's my prediction. But if we don't, we'd have three down sessions in a row. And, of course, Netflix's earnings came in on target. In fact, they beat their earnings estimates. They beat their sales estimate. Then what's the deal? Well, they expected to sign up 5 million new subscribers in the last 90 days. And they only signed up about 2.5 million. That's a big, big miss. And I will have to reevaluate my Netflix position. That also sent shares around the world. Oh, it wasn't Netflix, but there's always trade worries. Japan was down 2%. China was down 1%. Europe down about 0.5% overnight. But did anybody read the Beige Book last night before they went to bed? I didn't either. I was watching the Padres and the Miami Marlins. Much more exciting. You know, it came right down to the last pitch last night. It was one of those edge-of-your-seat types of games. But if you did stay up and read the Beige Book, here's what you would have read. The U.S. economy kept expanding at a modest pace overall. It keeps humming along in most districts. Sales of retail goods increased slightly overall. Home sales picked up somewhat. Manufacturing was generally flat. I'm sure President Trump will not like that. He wants to bring a lot of manufacturing back to America. Employment grew at a modest pace, slightly slower than the previous reporting, and the price of inflation was stable to down slightly. So there's the highlights. There is the short version, the cliff notes on the Fed's Beige Book. So you don't have to stay up and read it tonight. CSX was a big loser yesterday, and I think probably people read into that CSX report that maybe the economy's not as robust as we think it is. It affected the transportation industry. It all sold off yesterday, Union Pacific and Canadian National, et cetera, Norfolk Southern, et cetera. And a lot of logistics stocks were down yesterday. But in my opinion, that call and that report by CSX was kind of a one-off. Although the CEO, he called the current economic backdrop one of the most puzzling I have experienced in my career. I think he's referring to the Oval Office there with that comment about the, what's going on with the trade wars and whatnot. He said both global and U.S. economic conditions have been unusual this year, to say the least, and have impacted our volumes. You see it every week in our reported carloads. Well, another railroad is reporting today, Union Pacific. We'll get to that in a bit, and they have a completely different view. And that stock is moving to the upside. So, like I say, I think that report by CSX, which is headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida, one of the great dividend stocks of all time. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 20% per year total returns on average, to investors, along with car, not only have they delivered carloads of freight, they've delivered boxcars of alpha to those fortunate investors that have invested in the company. Well, we do have a few economic reports today. Jobless claims up a little bit, 8,000 to 216,000. That's still a very, very low read there. The jobs market remains extremely strong. And the Philly Fed outlook, they exceeded expectations. So throw some cheese whiz on that one. We still got a pretty good economy from my standpoint. I'll be writing about it in my newsletter tomorrow. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just sent out a live trade on my live trading service. Now, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers, I understand that listen to my show. And they have a lot of fun managing their own accounts. Sometimes it's not so much fun, however. But I do have four portfolios that I manage, from a very aggressive growth to an aggressive growth to a large cap growth to a income dividend and growth portfolio. And anytime I make a change in any one of those portfolios or add, like when new clients come in, I don't put their money to work all at once. I buy one at a time. And when I buy a stock, rebuy it for a new client, I send out a tweet on that also. So not a tweet, an email and a live push notification on cell phone. That is a subscription service that I offer. I have a lot of followers out there that do subscribe to my live trading. You can get more information on that at my website, GundersonCapital.com. Here's your question of the day. Who's the best salesman of ETFs in the world today? Well, if you guessed Jerome Powell, our Fed chairman, you guessed right. Well, with his talk of Fed rate cuts, exchange-traded funds pulled in more than $20 billion in the first 11 days of July, with $16 billion going into U.S. equities, that's stocks, and the other $5 billion going into bonds. So not only is he a good stock salesman, he's also a good bond salesman. High-yield ETFs have attracted almost $1 billion in July, and that's the highest monthly inflow since October of 2017. Now, by contrast, $1 billion has flowed out of government-focused fixed income ETFs. You see the trend there? As the Fed lowers interest rates, what happens? People leave government bonds, which are now yielding a lower rate than they used to, and they're seeking better yields, better returns elsewhere. So you can see how a falling interest rate environment is good for not only the stock market, because money leaves the safety of treasuries, but it's also good for the corporate bond market, because fixed income leaves those lower paying treasuries for higher paying corporate bonds, like the ones that we hold in our Best Bonds Now portfolio. I'll tell you another trend around the world. There's no question about it. It's called the lower interest rate trend. The Bank of Korea cuts its rates for the first time since 2016. Of course, Japan's been cutting rates and cutting. I mean, what's Japan going to do? Go to negative 2%, negative 3%, negative 4%? They've already got negative. About, negative 20 basis points maybe on their bonds. But now you've got the Bank of Korea joining in the falling interest rate, cut rate, stimulus parade. And, of course, there's a lot of talk of our friend Jerome Powell, the best ETF salesman in the world, also cutting rates at the next Fed meeting. Boy, I'll tell you what, gold was red hot yesterday. I guess it was Ray Dalio, who's a hedge fund manager. He says gold is poised to be a top investment. Where have I heard that before, Peter Schiff? Well, anyways, he says that, and you know what? I do agree with his thinking on this. You see, as these interest rates continue to come down in a growth economy, I mean, in an economy that's expanding, that's a paradigm shift. He's absolutely right about that. And what does that do? It devalues currencies. The worth of your currencies goes down and the value of hard assets go up. And of course, that's what most gold investors are hanging their hat on, that someday the U.S. currency will collapse due to our $22-23 trillion debt load. And they believe that inflation will kick in and that gold will be that place to be when that time happens. Well, you know what? Down the road, I think that's a possibility. But I just don't see it right now with the total lack of inflation here in America at the current time. But having said that, a dovish Fed is bad for the U.S. dollar and good for U.S. gold. And I would point out one other thing. The number one ranked stock in my app over the last week or two has been Kirkland Lake Gold, a gold stock, a $9.6 billion gold stock that went public in 2017 at $12 per share, and it's now $46 per share. So it's quadrupled since 2017. What's the name of that gold stock that Gunderson was talking about this morning on the Best Stocks Now radio hour? Well, the symbol is KL, Kirkland Lake Gold LTD. I do not own it. It's a Canadian firm. I do have it on my watch list. I do have it under consideration. It is also right now the number one ranked stock in the Best Stocks Now app. Well, you'd think gold or oil prices would be going up more today. Iran seizes another foreign oil tanker in the Straits of Hormuz. And Putin's laughing all the way to the bank, I'm sure. The tanker and 12 crew members are accused of smuggling oil, according to Iranian state TV, which offered no further details. And, of course, Russia very much intertwined with the inner workings of Iran. In fact, Russia is prepared. Gog and Magog is prepared to join an EU payments channel designated to circumvent U.S. sanctions banning trade with Iran. Very good friends, very good chummy are they, Russia and Persia, otherwise known as Iran in today's world. In Ezekiel's world, it was Persia. Alcoa, EPS beats by a penny, misses on revenue. Now, I think this particular earnings report has caused the little spill in the market here this morning, along with Netflix, because, well, look at this. Did I tell you the S&P just went positive? The NASDAQ is getting ready to go positive. The wind is dying down. The market is starting to pick up steam. I want to talk just a little bit about Alcoa, then we're going to dig into Netflix, Roku, Facebook, Microsoft, which reports after the bell tonight, and a whole lot other stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I heard Neil Young's coming out with a sequel. It would probably be Roundup and Monsanto is coming. Tin Soldiers and Nixon's coming. This is 2019, you see. Well, we've got the market now barely going positive, just like I said it would. You can see that momentum. You know, when you're up to your eyeballs in the market every single day for at least 10 hours, you kind of get a little bit of a feeling for which way the wind blows. And you do need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, because in the market, a lot of people just look at the surface of the market and they don't really see what's underneath the market. And that's where these currents and these changes and these waves of momentum, et cetera, that's where you see that kind of action. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis here for you and report back to you. I do have a daily blog now. You can go to my website every day at GundersonCapital.com and read my daily fishing report, what I observe in the market, being fully immersed in it on a daily basis. Okay, I want to dig in just a little bit here before we get to Netflix. You know, Union Pacific, on the other hand, they're offsetting what CSX said yesterday about a puzzling economy. Union Pacific came in and they beat earnings estimates. They were way down yesterday in sympathy with CSX, but they came along and beat earnings estimates by 9 cents. And that's got to raise, that's got to ease those railroad fears that were prominent through the market here yesterday. And today, Union Pacific says just about the opposite of what CSX said yesterday about the global economy. So you know what? We're going to get to CSX here in a bit. I do have some comments on that stock. But let's look at Netflix here. Let's see if Netflix has come back from their big spill at all. It was down 11% in the after hours, and it's still down 11%. The stock is breaking support today. It's down almost $40 per share. I was concerned about Netflix, to be honest with you. I saw Netflix go up in from December to mid-January, a huge gain of about 45%. And then it's really leveled off this whole entire year. And I worry a little bit about competition coming into this space. The streaming space, Disney now obviously is a streamer. Roku is a major streamer. And there's a lot of others. Amazon, obviously, a streamer. And I'm starting to wonder whether or not Netflix can keep up the kind of earnings growth that they have in the past. Now, over the last 5 years, Netflix has delivered 57% per year earnings growth. One of the best growth stocks, especially amongst large cap stocks in the entire market. Now, here's the real question about Netflix. As of yesterday, going forward, the estimated growth rate for the company was 30% per year. Well, is that number going to come down now with the competition that Netflix is starting to face? They are looking for 28% growth in earnings this year and 71% growth in earnings next year. What I'm going to be really interested to see are a couple of things. What is going to happen to the expectations, particularly the growth expectations for Netflix going forward? I don't think they're going to remain at 30% per year. I think it's going to be somewhere more in the low 20s. I think there's going to be a real haircut to those five-year growth expectations, which is going to lower the target price on the stock considerably. Enough to move away and sell the stock? Well, that will also depend upon the earnings estimates for next year. At the current time, Netflix is expecting to make $5.87 in earnings next year. And I'll be very interested to see where those earnings estimates end up when the dust settles, which should only be a few days. We should have some new numbers on Netflix. And that's going to help me make my decision as what to do with the stock. What's been the right thing to do with the stock for the last, 6 years? The right thing to do has been to buy the pullback. Why do I say that? Netflix was a $7 stock in 2012, a $7 stock. And as yesterday, it was a $365 stock. It's probably the biggest winner in the market over the last 5 to 6 years. And any time the stock has pulled back over that period of time, the right thing to do has been to step up to the plate and buy the stock on its trek from $7 per share to almost $400 per share in the last 6 years. One of the great stocks of all time. But obviously, the real concern is the subscriber growth, and that we're talking global subscriber growth. The Netflix points out that it wasn't really any one region of the world that impacted their subscriber growth. It was pretty much all over the world. And again, they were expecting 5 million new subscribers, and they added just 2.7 million. And this is also down from the first quarter of this year. The quarter before this, they added 5.5 million, and that dropped to 2.7 million. I almost think that you're going to see commercials on Netflix here before too long to keep that earnings growth propped up. And then the question is, what does that do to their memberships? Do people tune out because of the commercials? Well, right now, Netflix says, we don't want advertising. We're going to remain advertising free. We'll see how that works out. Roku was also down yesterday, and I've got to believe Roku's down a little bit more today. No, Roku is up today. So you know what? What I'm seeing here is Netflix's loss is Roku's gain. It seems to me that Roku, which is kind of a dispensary of different streaming channels, whereas Netflix just has their streaming channel, it seems to me that a lot of people are moving to Roku, and I own Roku too, which has been a very, very good stock. So as of now, I still continue to own Netflix, but I will be watching a couple of numbers. The earnings estimates for next year, 587, where are they going to go from here? And that 30% growth rate, I think it's going to adjust way down to the low 20s. So we shall see. All right, Netflix, they did beat by 4 cents. Their revenue was in line, but it was the subscriber issue that was the problem at Netflix. Well, Maxine Waters, speaking of the FANG stocks, she wants Zuckerberg. She doesn't want the second in command. She doesn't want the third in command. She wants Zuckerberg on the hot seat to talk about his Libra currency project. Well, we'll see what happens there. How's Facebook doing today? I think all this Libra controversy has cooled the stock off a little bit. It's had a pretty torrid run of about 25% over the last few months. But Libra, pretty controversial right now. Microsoft will report earnings. Not a FANG stock, but without question, one of the most dominant technology companies in the world. They will report earnings after the close tonight. I've noticed a lot of good action in Apple here recently. Apple is breaking out a little bit here again today. They have 5G coming online, and Raymond James is upgrading Apple here today. When we come back, I'm going to do my featured stock of the day. We'll get IBM out of the way. Morgan Stanley, Philip Morris, United Healthcare, and then we'll get to the featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Hey, look at that. IBM's got a little bit of life. It looks good on a one-day chart. Now take a look at a weekly chart, which is the last 2 to 3 years. Then take a look on a monthly chart, which is the last 20 years, it doesn't look so good, but today it looks very, very good. IBM is up 3.7%. Believe it or not, IBM actually beat earnings. They beat earnings 100% of the time, which tells me that their CEO is one of the best sandbaggers in the business. If you got a flood coming your way, you want to get her to work sandbagging facility, because she's been sandbagging analysts now for several years. But having said that, over the last 5 years, IBM's earnings have been going backwards by 5% per year. And I like companies that are growing their earnings. Now, look at their most recent quarter. Their sales were down 4% year over year, but their earnings were up a whopping 3%. Year over year, that beat estimates. How can you pass up IBM's big dividend yield of 4.5%? Easy. There's no growth there. I like dividends, but I also like growth. Well, I think Philip Morris is another good example of a big dividend payer, a company that continues to slide with their sales downwards and with their earnings downwards. Now, smoking becomes less and less hip, I guess you could say. Philip Morris is having a good day. Every dog has its day. Philip Morris has a 5.6% dividend yield. You can look at the one-day chart and say, wow, that's a nice move. Then turn the page here to a weekly chart, and you will see a downtrend in that stock since 2017. And what's the bottom line on their earnings over the last 5 years? Negative 1% per year. And their sales have been dropping by about 5% per year. I think the e-cigarette revolution, I guess you could call it, has hurt Philip Morris. People dying of lung cancer hasn't helped Philip Morris. All the smoking regulations haven't helped Philip Morris. And the heavy taxation on a pack of cigarettes has not helped Philip Morris. Give up smoking today and don't buy Philip Morris, in my opinion. It's a company that continues to really struggle. I don't see it as a growth stock anymore. All right, well, we're going to make the featured stock of today one of the most controversial stocks in the market yesterday, but I think it was a one-off. That's CSX Corp out of Jacksonville, Florida. And here's why I think it was a one-off, and here's why I actually stepped up and bought a little bit yesterday for my new clients that don't own CSX yet. Well, now they do. Over the last 10 years, CSX has put up a lot of alpha, boxload, boxcars full of alpha. The stock has averaged a total return of 22%, 21.6 now after yesterday's drop, per year over the last 10 years. That compares to the S&P 500, which has averaged 12.1% per year. Over the last 3 years, CSX has delivered 37% per year to investors, almost better than three times what the market has returned. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 12%. The market's up 6%. It gets a performance grade of A, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Well, thanks for telling me about what it's done in the past, Mr. Gunderson. How about the future? Well, I'm not a fortune teller, but I do know how to do a valuation on a company. And given what we know about the stock today, this may ratchet down a little bit, but I still carry a target price on CSX of $139 per share. Now, yesterday when I looked at it, it had 80%. Upside potential. That was before the sell-off yesterday. And as I look at it today, it has 100% upside potential, meaning that it has the potential to double over the next 5 years. Obviously, a lot can happen over the next 5 years. It's a company that's very sensitive to the U.S. economy. It's not a stock that you'd want to own in a recession during the last bear market. CSX was down 25% in 2008, but with an expanding economy, a company that has been really blessed with good management over the years. I know their one CEO died a few years back. That was a bit of a setback, but it seems like the new people have picked up right where he left off. Their dividend yield is only 1.3%. I know what you're saying. Why would I buy CSX with a 1.3% dividend yield when I can buy Philip Morris with a 5.8% dividend yield? Well, the difference is one company is growing at a double-digit rate, their earnings, and the other company is shrinking by a low single-digit rate as it relates to their earnings. And what do increasing earnings do? They give you the opportunity for capital appreciation, and it gives the company the opportunity to continue to raise their dividend along the way. So CSX is my featured stock of the day. It's not a buy recommendation. It's an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. I'll be writing my newsletter tomorrow. We have had a lot of inquiries lately from folks all over the country that want more information on our money management services. I have a great team that I've assembled that can help you out, get more information about what we do here, take a look at what you're doing now. Of course, I oversee all of that. I take a look at people's portfolios when they send them to me. And many times I really feel like there's a lot more that we can do than what is being done currently with your portfolio, including trying to protect you when this whole thing comes to an end. If you'd like more information about us or just sample the newsletter, look at the results so far this year, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.